Welcome to the Focus Today podcast with Perry Atkinson.
Well, welcome back. I am so honored to have back with us today Pastor Stephen Broden. He's the senior pastor of the Fair Park Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. He's the executive director of the Content of Character series, co-founder of the National Black Pro-Life Coalition, and the author of a book called Pawns of Change. And there's a picture of the cover of his book on the screen there for those of you watching on the Dove TV network, Pawns of Change by Pastor Stephen Broden. And contentofcharacterseries.com is the website, contentofcharacterseries.com. Pastor Broden, good to see you, friend. How are you?
Good to be with you again, Perry.
I have to tell you, our last visit, we got so many comments. People really appreciate your understanding of things. Let's put it that way. So thank you for your time, sir.
You bet.
As you know, this past weekend was the 50th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. And I read an article sometime last week where there was a significant study that showed that since 1973... on that dreadful day when the Supreme Court made on Roe versus Wade, that we in America have been on a moral decline at a rate and a level that we've never seen before. So from 1973 to 2023, over the last 50 years, we've been on an amazing moral decline. And you almost can't ignore it. In fact, the late Pope John Paul II said on that dreadful day, we just unleashed the spirit of death over this country. All that sounds very negative, don't get me wrong, and it is. It's heavy to process. But something's happened. We have morally lost it, and we don't seem to be fighting against that. What's your take?
I think that's an accurate assessment as to what's going on in our nation, but not only our nation, but in the world. Abortion was just not released in America. It was released on the world. And quite frankly, the culture of death has embraced most of the nations of the world, have embraced that culture, and babies are dying all over the world. And although we had in this year or last year, we had the ending of Roe v. Wade, the fight for life continues, because what the courts essentially did was to kick it back down to the states. And so abortion is still happening in America. So that death culture is still alive and operative today and is indeed a reflection of the moral decadence and wickedness that has embraced this nation. And that is, I believe it is a result of our nation turning away from its Judeo-Christian ethic, that ethic that undergirded this nation for many, many years and is responsible for the successes that we've enjoyed as a nation, because we had embraced the Judeo-Christian ethic, that is the morality of Scripture. As a culture, as a nation, we have rejected that and have been engaged in the embracement of what I call, and what the Scriptures call, doctrines of demons. And if you take a look at Romans chapter 1, verses 1 chapter 1, 18 through 28, I think an explanation as to what is happening to our nation is clearly defined. When we suppress the truth and turn our backs on God, God gives us over, it says, to a reprobated mind, or in the New American Standard, it says a depraved mind, same thing. And when you have depraved minds that are in positions of leadership in our nation, you can't expect anything but depravity to come out of that leadership. And that's precisely what we have right now in America. Our leaders at every strata of our nation, from the capital in Washington, D.C., to the capitals in each one of the states, and in the city councils and mayors, we have men and women who are of a depraved mind, and they create laws and codify into law practices that are antithetical to the morality of Scripture: same-sex marriage, gender fluidity, homosexuality, sodomy. All of these things have been codified they are legal in America right now because our leadership has subscribed to and are influenced by doctrines of demons. And so, yes, you're absolutely right. The spiral actually began before 1973. We've been spiraling right out of the 60s. In fact, when free love and the hippie, all of that stuff that was going on in the 60s was the beginning of a spiral that took us further and further away from God.
Okay, so it does produce, Pastor Broden, an amazing question. And I'm not trying to be radical here. I just want to be complete in my thinking because I respect your response. Why haven't and why hasn't the Biblical Church of America been more outraged by this decline?
Well, the Biblical Church is outraged, and the Biblical Church has been engaged in pushing back against this moral decadence. But we have been a small voice in the body of in what is called Christendom. We've been a small voice. Most of Christendom, unfortunately, is cultural Christians. Cultural Christianity is Christianity that is influenced by political correctness. And political correctness has defined for the church what it should be doing in the culture, unfortunately. And many of the voices that are coming from Christendom today that are outside of biblical Christianity are those who are influenced by a Marxist ideology that comes to us in the form of cultural Marxism, which has been translated into America as political correctness. They're one in the same. Cultural Marxism and political correctness are one in the same. And what has happened in the cultural church, they have bowed the knee to political correctness. Those of us who are biblical Christians, who are outraged by what we see and have been standing up and pushing into the public square and pushing back against this cultural Marxism, we have been labeled as terrorists, bigoted, racist, any name that you can come up. Pejorative labels that they have put on us have been designed to mute our voices and to alienate us from the public square and from the popular consensus. And so the biblical church is outraged. The biblical church is engaged in the pushback, but the cultural church has bowed the knee to cultural Marxism, which is modern day political correctness.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarity on that. Spot on. Spot on. Okay. so much here. How, as I read the Bible, and when a culture or a nation got into trouble or God's people got into trouble, the odds to overcome were never fair. and yet, God puts us in a situation where the only way we can win is by the transcendence involvement of his power. And the biblical church today is clearly the minority. And we need the transcendent power of God to win. I want you to respond to that. I got to take a break here, but I want you to respond to that because while we should push back, we're also maybe pushing back God's judgment, which we have earned. And I want you to comment on that. Let me take a quick break. Content of CharacterSeries.com is Pastor Broden's website. We'll be right back.
We'll be back to this week's interview in just a few seconds. In the meantime, we want to let you know that you can watch this interview, plus many more exclusive interviews that happen this week on the Dove's Daily TV and radio show by visiting our website, thedove.us. And while you're there, sign up for our free daily devotional, The Word for You Today. 3 months of daily readings that will connect you with God's Word. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. An honor to have with us Pastor Stephen Broden. He's the senior pastor of the Fair Park Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. He's also the executive director of Content of Character Series And he's the co-founder of the National Black Pro-Life Coalition and the author of a fascinating book called Pawns of Change. And there's a picture of the cover of the book. And his website is contentofcharacterseries.com. So, Pastor Broden, I hope my question, I'm trying to even remember if I asked it right.
But you did. Yeah. It's an excellent question. I think it's one that causes us, as body of Christ, to begin to reflect upon how do we respond to the kind of moral decline that we see taking in a place in our country, the kind of cringing of our nation away from the Judeo-Christian ethic. And I think that's an appropriate question to ask. What do we do in light of the fact that we believe that our nation is under judgment? I believe that that the first thing that we need to recognize as the body of Christ, that this judgment that we see taking place in the public square is not targeted towards us. That's the first thing. That you must make a distinction between the nation and God's people. The nation is under the judgment of God. The nation has turned against God. We have not. We are free from the condemnation of God. If you remember in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So we're not condemned. So there's no fear here. But I think what happens often, and I want the audience to hear me now, is that many of us who are awakened to the problem and we are motivated to be involved to try to rescue this republic. And I understand that, because what we're seeing is the decadent is impacting all of the institutions that influence us. And those institutions have access to our minds and to our families and to our children. And so we want to see the kind of decadence retarded and stopped. And so we're up and we're engaged. Many of us are new to the battle, new Christians who are coming to Christ because they recognize what they see is wrong, it's evil, and it's not healthy. And so they're turning to Christ, but they're turning to Christ with their own ambitions. They don't want to see their lifestyle change. They want to have access to the material wealth and success that this nation has enjoyed over the years. And so they're praying for revival, right? Oh God, revive us. They're praying for the revival of a nation that is not saved. Revival is for God's people. It's not for the nation. We need to be revived. Christians need to be revived to be rightly connected to the purposes of God. And so what is required of us now? And here's your question. What do we do? The first thing that we do is that we turn our attention to the scriptures and we begin to process our reality through the lens of our faith. We begin to see things as God sees them, to know them as he has made them known. In other words, we are learning to listen to him. If you remember on the Mount of Transfiguration, God said this of Jesus, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The Greek word for listen there is akouo, which means to hearken unto, to pay attention to. We have not been doing that. Right now, we're paying attention to the kind of political chaos that's going on in our nation. We're paying attention to the fact that we'd like to see things change. We're listening to all the other people out there speaking about what needs to happen from a political point of view, but we're not listening to God. We need to be listening to God. God says this to Jeremiah when he's about to lower the hammer on Judea. He said, "Jeremiah, my people have not listened to me. And because they have not listened to me, I will not listen to them." That's the worst thing that could happen to the body of Christ, is that we're so busy chattering to him about what we want and our ambitions and screaming for a revival that God does not want to bring, that he's not listening to us. We need to turn our attention to God and listen to what he has to say. And God is speaking loud and clear right now, particularly to the body of Christ. If, in fact, what we are witnessing is a rapid move towards the inevitable and eventual return of Christ, then you and I need to make an adjustment in our priorities in our faith walk with him. The priority is not me and my comfort and the creature comforts that I have come to be spoiled by, but my priority is the kingdom of God. And what is the priority of the kingdom of God for you and I? Go ye therefore and make disciples, the sharing of the gospel message. And not many of us are doing that right now. We're too busy asking God to save something that he is condemning.
Wow. I'm going to run out of time, but let me just make a comment and a quick question. If I was to summarize what you're trying to tell us here, is that we are more concerned about redemption than we are repentance. And the reason that we may be skipping over repentance and begging for redemption is because we don't fear God for being holy. We don't sense a reason to fall on our knees that we've offended him, but we just want him to redeem us and bless us.
I think that's a good summary. John MacArthur says this: poor eschatology leads to poor Christian practice. Because we are not reading this stuff from an eschatological point of view, God's prophetic calendar, we're missing the point. Jesus is coming, and our priority should be to advance the kingdom message in the public square, not redeeming a sinking ship.
So, what would you say? I got about a minute and a half here. What would you say to the individual that is really wrestling with all of this right now? Where would you have them start? Even if they've known Christ for a long time, where would you have them to reset themselves?
I think the reset begins in being rightly connected to God in terms of his priorities. Matthew chapter 28, go ye therefore and make disciples. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and you shall be my witnesses. So what happens is that the message of the gospel, the evangelion, the message of the gospel, the good news of redemption given to us and reconciliation given to us by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ on the cross becomes the priority. Reconnect with God's priority, his message. God is not looking to save this earth. He's going to destroy it. He's going to bring a new heaven and a new earth. And what he's doing is saving his people out of it. Those of us who have been called by his name before the foundations of the earth were even created. It is your message and my message to the people who are lost that there is hope. El Pedzo, a future expectation of something good is going to happen. The good is Jesus is coming again to establish his kingdom here on earth, sir.
Thank you, friend. Thank you for your time. Let me say to our viewers and listeners a couple of things. Check out his book, Pawns of Change. There's a picture of the cover of the book on the screen by Pastor Stephen Broden. And you can go to his website, contentofcharacterseries.com, contentofcharacterseries.com, and check that out. Pastor Broden, thank you. You're anointed. We appreciate what you're saying and doing. Look forward to many visits. I want to come back to you someday and talk about, you're talking about discipleship. Have we lost our sense of urgency?
I think there is an urgency now in the public square, but it needs to be directed towards the program and purpose of God. Right now, the urgency is trying to rescue this republic, and I think we should be engaged in that, but not over the priority of the kingdom.
God bless you. Thank you, friend. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this week's Focus Today podcast. Remember, you can visit our website to check out all the interviews we did this week on our daily Focus Today TV show at thedove.us. And if you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate us and share it with your friends.